This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
Good morning, I'm Jerry Agar. What do you think when you think human trafficking? Do you think other countries? You'd be wrong. Do you think in times past? You'd be wrong. It could be happening on your street. And we're going to spend a little time talking about this issue. It continues. It is shocking and outrageous. And shortly, I'll be joined by Rinelle Bruder. You've heard me talk with her before about this issue. But now, Tamara Cherry, who is the lead consultant for Pickup Communications, and you know from various media outlets in the past, has actually written a book about this from an interesting perspective, the perspective of one of the victims. And Tamara Cherry, good morning.
Good morning.
Your book is called All the Bumpy Pebbles, and you decided to write this story from the perspective of a young woman. Give us a thumbnail version without giving away the whole story, what you've done.
Yeah, not even a young woman, Jerry. The protagonist in my book, Roxanne, is 14 years old when we first meet her. And that's around the age that a lot of these girls get caught up in this life, unfortunately. Anyway, several years ago, more than a decade ago, I was a reporter working at the Toronto Sun. I started reporting quite heavily on human trafficking, first on international cases. And it was sort of in the midst of this reporting that I got an email from the detective in charge of the Peel Regional Police Vice Section, basically saying, it's great you're writing about all these international cases, but how about you come out here and we'll show you all of the cases of human trafficking we have before the courts. Not one of them involved somebody who had come over in a boxcar from China, or, you know, somebody from Eastern Europe looking for a modeling career in Canada, or somebody working on a farm. Every single one of the cases they had before the courts, and they were among the first police services to lay the charge in Canada, had to do with a young Canadian girl or woman who was basically being pimped out by what she considered her boyfriend, who had manipulated her, tricked her into this life, and then forced her to stay in it through threats and through violence, manipulation, all of that stuff. So basically what my book is a composite of a bunch of stories that I was told over the years, because after I met with Peel Regional Police back in 2008, in the coming years, I wrote countless stories on this. I met countless survivors, frontline service providers, investigators tackling this problem. And so this book is meant to be basically a raw portrayal of what domestic sex trafficking in Canada looks like. Of course, there's a lot of issues that I can't tackle all in one book, but I try to bring in as much stuff as I can to give people a good handle on, you know, the answer to the question I got so many times as a reporter, which was, why didn't she just leave? She wasn't chained to a bed. How could she have been so naive to be tricked into this? So this book is meant to answer those questions and hopefully create some compassion, some empathy for these victims and survivors, and you know, sort of spur people into action to contact their local politicians, you know, make sure that they're all being held to account on this very important issue.
Tamara Cherry is with me, and the book is called All the Bumpy Pebbles. But your reporting for the Toronto Sun and CTV News goes back many years. You've won some awards for this as reporters and commentators in the media. It's multiple different stories every day that come at us. This one, somewhere along the line, really captured your heart. Why was that?
Yeah. You know what? It was that first meeting I had with Peel Regional Police. I think it was January 2008. And they basically took my head, turned me in the other direction and said, look, this is what's happening right in front of you. After I met with their group of investigators, and they, you know, they showed me an ad on Craigslist for a 14-year-old girl who is for sale in Mississauga, who was wearing, you couldn't see her face, but they had already found this girl. I knew she was 14. And she had a body of a 14-year-old girl. This is somebody who looked clearly like a child. And after I met with those investigators, I met with a young woman who had just turned 18. She had escaped the grips of her trafficker after 2.5 years of being trafficked through the GTA. And she escaped and she spent her 18th birthday in hiding. And this young woman, I mean, we weren't identifying her, but she didn't even want her voice to be heard. She was crumpling a plastic water bottle in front of my voice recorder. She was so beaten down, layer upon layer of trauma. And I drove back to the Toronto Sun newsroom from that meeting, and I had tears rolling down my face. I'd never heard such horrific stories. And I had been reporting on crime for a long time by that point. I had interviewed, you know, countless homicide survivors, people that had experienced inexplicable acts. And this was something like I've never heard before. And
but Tamara, how do you get away with selling a 14-year-old girl for sex on Craigslist? Like,
how do you get away with it? I mean, well, you think about the guys that are pushing drugs, that are pushing guns. It is in many respects a lot easier for them to manipulate these girls and women and keep them in their grips and make money off them over and over and over again than to sell drugs, than to sell guns. Because at the end of the day, when police go and find these girls or find these women, if they can find them, then they need to convince them in many cases that they're even victims. A lot of these girls and women have been so manipulated, so beaten down. So, you know, they've been told that, you know, first of all, if you tell police what's happening, then, you know, maybe I'll kill your brother or I'll kill your dog or nobody else is going to love you. They feed them with these lies and manipulation and threats so that when police find them, I mean, for police to successfully prosecute a case of human trafficking, they really need to have that victim, that survivor on board. That young woman needs to be willing to hit the box to testify in front of a room full of strangers, in front of her trafficker, in order to put that guy behind bars. In many cases, they need that. And these pimps, these traffickers know how difficult it is for police to get that. So by and large, that's why they get away with it. Also because they move from place to place. They move from hotel room to hotel room, from strip club to strip club, massage parlor to massage parlor. You know, working out on the streets isn't as prevalent now as it was before. But again, they're moving them all around. They're putting them in unfamiliar environments. I've reported a lot on trafficking circuits that have sort of gone from the East Coast to Montreal to the GTA, you know, Kitchener, Waterloo. So they're moving them. They're moving them. And only not until recently, really, did police services really start talking to each other. So if the Toronto Police Service, for example, was aware of a group of violent pimps operating here, but then they went over to Peel Regional Police, you know, several years ago, those police services, by and large, wouldn't have been communicating with each other about who these guys are. And they knew that they could sort of cross jurisdictional lines, which are, as we know, very close together in a place like the GTA, with impunity.
Yeah. Tamara Cherry is with me. Her book is All the Bumpy Pebbles, as she tells the story of one female victim of sex trafficking. And Ronelle Bruder is going to join us, founder and director of Project Rise, from her experience and expertise as we continue with this. Good morning. I'm Jerry Yeager. We're talking about human trafficking and the fact that it is happening around all of us right now. It could be happening in a hotel, a motel, a house just down the street from you, and it could involve the selling for sex of girls as young as we talked about 14, the victim in Tamara Cherry's book, All the Bumpy Pebbles. But Ronelle Bruder joins us now, founder and director of Project iRise. Ronelle, you and I have spoken before. 14 is not the youngest, is it?
Yeah. Hi, Jerry. Yeah, we have children as young as 11 years old being lured and coerced into trafficking.
And that is, this has to be talked about here, Ronelle, because there's a customer base.
I mean, that's the thing. It's supply and demand. So if the demand is there, then the pimps and the traffickers will find the supply. And that's one area, I think, as far as within the anti-trafficking movement that we haven't really pushed forward on. We haven't really discussed or done anything to address the fact that there is such a high demand for young children.
Well, even years ago, back in 2008, there was great concern by the police, or they would not have gone to Tamara Cherry and said, you need to do some reporting on this. Ronelle, how big a problem is this? Are we talking about somewhere in the GTA there might be 2-3 girls, or is it a much bigger thing than that?
Oh, no, more than that. And I think when it comes to trafficking, it's really hard to really even quantify it because we don't have the numbers. We don't have the statistics. Most of the victims, they never come forward. Their stories are never heard. Police never find them. So we know that this is happening across the GTA. It's happening across Ontario. It's happening across Canada. And to Tamara's point, when you were talking to her, it's not girls coming in from Eastern Europe or from China or maybe from South America. It's Canadian girls. So it's girls that are going to the high schools, going to these middle schools, who oftentimes are living at home with their parents, that are being lured into this life from a trafficker.
Well, I was going to ask you, where are the parents? And the parents are unaware this is happening to their daughter?
Yeah, I mean, they're completely unaware oftentimes. So because as children, as parents know, when you have young children, oftentimes they're rebellious. There is what we think teenage angst. So a lot of times parents don't necessarily know that what's happening is they're being exploited. They may be meeting their johns or their tricks during the lunch hour. They could tell their parents they're going to an after-school job when really they're being trafficked.
And Tamara had said that some of them don't even see themselves as victims.
Yeah, that's, I think, one of the most challenging parts about understanding trafficking, or really understanding the dynamics of trafficking, is that not only do most people don't understand what it looks like and how it happens, but someone who's a victim, it's very hard to recognize that, because you see that person as oftentimes your boyfriend, your protector. This is someone that's taken the time to get to know you, to find out what your vulnerabilities are, what your needs are, and then they've groomed you, right? So they've taken the time to shower you with that attention, that affection. Maybe they spoiled you, bought you gifts, things like that. So to them, they're everything to you. You can't imagine living without them. So if someone's saying, this guy's a bad guy, he's a trafficker, you're like, no, he's my man. I love him.
What is Project iRise?
Yeah, so Project iRise is a new nonprofit that I started. It's a survivor-led, community-based organization. We provide innovative skills and leadership development programs for survivors of sex trafficking and at-risk youth.
So how do people get in touch with you? Maybe they want to support your work, help you out.
Yeah, so please reach out to us. We're online, www.projectirise.com, or you can email us at info@projectirise.com. Or you can follow me. I'm on social media, Real Ranelle.
Real Ranelle.
Yes.
Tamara, do you ever say, I got to stop doing this? I got to stop thinking about this.
Oh my God, Jerry, I started writing this book probably about a decade ago, and I can't even tell you how many times I walked away from it and said, enough is enough. This is a topic that, as Ranelle can attest to, I'm sure, and obviously her personal experience is different than mine, it consumes you and it is a lot. But every time I turned away from it, it was always tugging from the back of my brain, and people were telling me, you got to do this. This is important. People need to know about it. It's something I've been passionate about for so many years. And honestly, Jerry, once you see it, once you hear the stories, you see it everywhere and you can't turn away. So I feel like it's like my duty to get it out there and to help in the education piece.
Ranelle, with Project iRise, what do you do? What can you do to help girls and young women coming out of this?
So really, a lot of our focus is on helping survivors. Survivors face so many challenges, so many barriers when they're trying to rebuild their life. So not just the trauma, right? So the PTSD, the physical, the sexual, the emotional violence they experienced when they were trafficked, but actually trying to find employment, find a way to rebuild their life so they don't end up being re-exploited, which is something that we see often, where someone will leave their trafficker but return to the sex industry simply because that's the only thing that they know. And oftentimes the only thing that they think that they can do, the only value that they have, because that's what they've been told. And so we want to focus on helping empower these women, helping them create job opportunities so they really can rebuild their life.
It kind of has to start with, I am somebody.
Yeah, and I deserve more. I'm valuable.
And your book, Tamara, concentrates on a character you made up, but kind of like a documentary in that it's an amalgamation of real stories.
Totally. Yeah. You know, anybody that's reading my book, like I've told people, if you want to be comfortable, don't read this book. You're going to be uncomfortable reading this book. Any very bad thing that happens to Roxanne and the characters that she comes across, if you're thinking there's no way that could actually happen, no, it actually happened to somebody that I met, or it was a story that was told to me by a frontline direct service provider. I also include excerpts from real court documents, from real interviews I've done with survivors, with police officers, frontline service providers throughout, just to sort of give context for the fictional portion is meant to give context to the non-fictional portions and vice versa.
Okay.
It's as bad as it looks in the book, and that's the point.
Tamara Cherry's book is All the Bumpy Pebbles. You can just Google it, and Ranelle Bruder's organization is Project iRise. Ranelle, thank you.
Thank you.
And Tamara, thank you.
Thank you so much.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.